The Spy Who Loved Me by Ian Fleming, read by Rosamund Pike. Part 1. Me. Chapter 1. Scaredy Cat. I was running away. I was running away from England, from my childhood, from the winter, from a sequence of untidy, unattractive love affairs, from the few sticks of furniture and jumble of overworn clothes that my London life had collected around me. And I was running away from drabness, fustiness, snobbery, the claustrophobia of close horizons, and from my inability, although I'm quite an attractive rat, to make headway in the rat race. In fact, I was running away from almost everything except the law. And I had run a very long way indeed, almost, exaggerating a bit, halfway around the world. In fact, I had come all the way from London to the Dreamy Pines Motor Court, which is 10 miles west of Lake George, the famous American tourist resort in the Adirondacks, that vast expanse of mountains, lakes, and pine forests, which forms most of the northern territory of New York State. I'd started on September 1st, and it was now Friday, October 13th. When I had left, the grimy little row of domesticated maples in my square had been green, or as green as any tree can be in London in August. Now, in the billion-strong army of pine trees that marched away northwards towards the Canadian border, the real wild maples flamed here and there like shrapnel bursts. And I felt that I, or at any rate my skin, had changed just as much, from the grimy sallowness that had been the badge of my London life, to the snap and color and sparkle of living out of doors and going to bed early, and all those other dear, dull things that had been part of my life in Quebec before it was decided that I must go to England and learn to be a lady.